been a long road getting from there to here. It's been a long time, but my time is finally near.
And with that, hello. This is episode 150 of the FlameFlesh.net podcast. Only 9 years later. I mean, it's only been almost a decade. Hi, I'm back. I am testing some equipment somewhere else entirely, so that's why the quality is either going to be absolutely incredible or absolutely terrible. We'll see when I am starting to edit this in post, I suppose. But I'm back. And it has been a long road. Formats of podcasts have changed a lot in the last decade, so I'm not going to stick to the rivers and the lakes that we're used to here. I was mostly just kind of talking to myself anyway on camera, and this time I'm doing straight audio with the sound system that I have access to, so we're going to test that out and get started. It is July 12th, Friday, July 12th, and I'm not going to bounce around on a bunch of various topics. Let's stay focused this time. How's everybody doing? Podcast of FlameFlesh.net is still a working email address if you want to write in and say hi or drop a line or ask a question. It's been 9 years after all. We have some catching up to do. I want to get started first on the thing that inspired me to pick up the microphone again after so long. Project 2025 and the absolute hilarity of furry gay hacker group known as SiegedSec hacking the Heritage Foundation and getting all sorts of raw and horrible information about the underlying inner workings of Project 2025. We're not going to go into everything there. I'm going to try to keep these bites a little bit shorter than I used to, too. So we're on episode 150. It's a nice round number. It's a nice clean start. Because 2024 and this last year for me has been all about clean starts. So we'll just leave off with that thought piece. You should really be going out and Googling what the crap is Project 2025 if you haven't yet. And now you have the little added tidbit of the SiegedSec leak. So SiegedSec, SiegedSec, it was a former hacktivist organization self-described as gay furries. And this was their last project, their last hacktivist activity, because I guess one of the findings was Chinese IPs, so Heritage Foundation might actually be a foreign lobbyist group. Lots of data to sift through. That's just one of the key highlights. So go do your own research, dig in, buckle up, and good luck. The prospects out there aren't exciting. They're depressing. But they're out there. They're definitely out there. That's, yeah. Definitely out there. That's right. I have a soundboard. And sad trombone is really the only appropriate soundboard item for Project 2025 and the option of our presidential candidates. I'm not excited. It's going to be a vote for me for against an individual and the scary prospects of Project 2025 rather than an excited vote for, because we need to be protecting those that can't protect themselves and speaking up for those who aren't loud on their own. And Project 2025 aims to hurt a lot of those types of folks. You might be just fine. I might be just fine. But it's those that are on the margins that we need to protect. And the only way to protect them is to vote against Project 2025. Let's go to something a little lighter, a little more fun. It has been 9 years. Gaming has evolved a crap ton since then. But what's amusing is that I was getting involved with podcasting and blogging pretty heavily back when Mists was around. I even had my own little Mists-specific blog, Monk of Mists. And it still exists. It's still out there. It's a nice embarrassment at this point. But it's there. Everything at this point has been consolidated over to flameflash.net. So there's not really a need to go out to Monk of Mists anymore unless you're just curious what in the world I might have been talking about back in the day. But so, yes, I still do play Blizzard games. Overwatch, Hearthstone, World of Warcraft. I attempted to get into Diablo 4, and then just like Diablo 2 and 3 before it, I fell off the train super quickly. I'd rather be leveling in WoW. I like the graphics more in WoW. I like the story more in WoW. Diablo 4 is an absolutely incredible game. But the microtransactions, the battle passes, the nickel and diming, I'm out. That's what really killed my excitement. Because I got into the beta even over this long period. And then I got out. So, yeah. Otherwise, though, what's funny and why I brought up Monk of Mists is because right now in World of Warcraft is the remix, the remists, if you will. So you can go and create a Time Runner character if the Mists of Pandaria expansion was your favorite expansion ever. Now is the time to resubscribe to World of Warcraft and roll on in, because you can roll a character in Mists, only Mists, you're trapped in Mists, and play through all of the content again. You start at level 10, and it scales very nicely. If you start multiple characters, it really starts to monk roll all over the place. You get some gems, you get a lot of power boosts. It really does snowball. So the more characters you roll and create in Remists, the more power you get, as long as you hit that level cap before you then roll back and do another character. So keep that in mind. And then I have a sucker written on my bald forehead because I went and bought the Optimus Prime Reinhardt skin in Overwatch 2. Yep, that's me. I'm the sucker for Optimus Prime Heart. But out in the other gaming environments, for instance, on Steam, Stardew Valley 1.6 has just launched. I am in year 2 with a group of players we'll refer to as the 501st, Star Wars reference, and we are having a blast. We're up to 8 players. We've gotten 8 players concurrently. Usually we're around 5 or 6, just because, like D&D, any kind of scheduling for adults in multiplayer, it's a killer. It just is a killer. I'm 42 years old at this point. I'm amazed I can successfully still stay up with my 16-year-old and play Remist or log in on the weekend and play Helldivers. And I am very much looking forward to heading home tonight and hopefully playing Stardew Valley again with the 501st. Speaking of Helldivers, I purposefully brought Helldivers up because democracy! It's a fantastic game. We are definitely the bad guys in Helldivers. Just, I'm putting that out there. Yes, I'm right now. This is a a broadcast of treasonous proportions to say that, but we are the bad guys, flat out. Come on, it's a fabulous game. It is fantastic as long as you have some friends to play with. If you end up with randos, all the best luck. Lower your difficulty if you don't have a squad of four, just so that when the randos are murdering you mercilessly, it's not going to hurt as much. I have almost 20 hours on record with Helldivers at this point because I have a brand new PC that I got this year. So again, this year, it's a year of firsts, it's a year of refreshes. We're out there. We're diving in. So Stardew Valley, Helldivers, and then I'm still in the Blizzard ecosystem. Hard. But like I said, I was going to keep this shorter and sweeter. It's a welcome back episode. Podcast of flameflash.net. Let's see what the void has to say, if anything. I'm probably still rather avoided by the void and the populace out there, but I'm back. I'm going to be random. I'm not coming in every week with just empty, what should I talk about this time? No, let's come back when we actually have something meaty to say. So when I have some questions from the audience, when I have an amusing news story like furries going after Project 2025, let's keep it a little more loose. Because while there aren't a lot of things that we like to play loose or play with loose or have loose, I'm 42 years old now. It's been 9 years since the last time I aired a podcast. I have a very busy household to run. Only have 3 kids in the nest at the moment anymore. I'm going to be a grandpa in August. So there are other things on the horizon for me. I even started a new job last September. There are plenty of new firsts in the last year that, some kind of a notification sound because my computer is plugged into the soundboard. Thanks, computer. I'll have to watch for that in the future. But here we are on a welcome back episode to flameflash.net podcast. We're nearing the 15-minute mark. And I think that's plenty. Hi, guys. The torch has returned.